Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's catch you up on these headlines. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
With a railroad strike looming, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, continues to reiterate President Biden's stance on the matter.
The president has said from the beginning, a shutdown is unacceptable because of the harm it would inflict on jobs, families, farms, businesses, and communities just across the country.
How long will it be until the federal government steps in?
I don't know, and I don't know to what degree he will. He has been known as, and he has been the self-declared most pro-union president in our history, and I believe he is that. So how far will he go to step up and force the unions into an agreement? Because right now, most of the labor, rail unions have said yes to a deal, but there are some holdouts, and the other unions say, we will respect your picket line, which means the whole industry could be shut down. It could be very damaging to our economy. I just don't know to what degree the White House will step in. I do believe they want people in the room, and they want to have their conversations with the unions, but I don't know how far they'll go or when they'll do it.
Karine Jean-Pierre also spoke yesterday on Dr. Fauci's impact on our country.
Dr. Fauci has always led with the science, and our country is stronger and healthier because of his leadership.
What is Dr. Fauci's legacy?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person. I really, you are. I'm jaded on this one. Dr. Fauci intentionally lied to us about mask usage. He said at the beginning of this that masks are ineffective. And then later on, he said that was a lie. He was lying because he didn't want people to hoard masks. That's not what physicians do. That's not what doctors are supposed to do. You are supposed to be able to trust no one more than you trust your physician. Now, he said he did it for the right reasons. He didn't want people hoarding masks. But it doesn't matter. You kind of gave yourself into losing public trust with things like that. The conversations about vaccines and their effectiveness. It did become a political animal under his watch. And part of it I do believe part of it is the way he messaged and the things that he said. So is he a great doctor? Was he right most of the time? Probably so. But I don't like the way he handled things. And so I'm a little bit jaded on whether or not Fauci's legacy is going to be a good one. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at 11:20 on the show to catch you up on the headlines.
As we approach Black Friday and Cyber Monday, consumer spending still continues to show strength.
There's still a lot of resilient spending happening out there, a lot of resilient demand. And so that's going to essentially hold us through towards the end of the year and hopefully put us on a better footing for 2023.
Are you encouraged seeing that consumer spending is strong considering where we are?
Yeah, I like that. I like the fact that we're still spending money. I like the fact that the job market is still fairly strong. It's the one saving grace to what's happening with all of this inflation is that at least people are able to still work and people have enough lines of credit or enough confidence that they're out there spending money as well. And I hope that continues. I don't have a lot of confidence in it. But yeah, of course, anytime America is succeeding, I'm happy to see that we're succeeding. And if we continue to spend money and we get those retail outlets in the black, I think that is good. That's always good for America.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and a new poll says which food Americans may avoid the most at the dinner table.
The survey by the travel blog, The Vacationer, they found that cranberry sauce is the most hated Thanksgiving food. 30% just can't stand it. 29% hate the actual turkey.
Why is it so popular to hate cranberry sauce?
I don't know. You know what's funny is I love cranberry juice. I love cranberry juice. I do. One of my favorite drinks is a gin and tonic. I put a little splash of cran in it. Like it? I can't stand cranberry sauce. I cannot stand cranberry sauce. I don't know why. I think it's the texture. I'm not a big fan of the texture. So, you know. What about you, Julia?
I love cranberry sauce. Having this debate. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Okay. See, I'm a person that I eat fairly healthy most of the time. And on Thanksgiving, I'm a disaster because I will eat, of course, turkey. And I like dark meat because it's juicier. But then I am a huge pile of stuffing covered in gravy that's pouring off the plate, guy. And then I sop it up with bread. So it's like I eat a year's worth of carbs in one meal. So that's going to be to me tomorrow. I'm going to do that all day long and not feel the least bit guilty. All right, that's Did You Hear This? If you've not been with us before, thanks for joining us. We do it every day at 11:20, so jump in. We'll catch you up on the big headlines. And speaking of Thanksgiving, it's our hope that you're headed out somewhere fun for the Thanksgiving holiday and give each other some space. If you're out on the roads, we've got traffic reports all day. We've got news reports all day. We're going to keep you informed, entertained, make sure the traffic reports get you where you're going safely. And that's what we do here at KTAR News.